This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to California Senator Kamala Harris, who is Democrat Joe Biden's partner now in the race for the White House. It's an historic moment. Black woman major party candidate for vice president. And part of the business beat here is leadership. Let's talk to Amy Allison, founder and president of She the People, a national organization focused on nurturing the political power of women of color. Ms. Allison, good morning.
Thanks for having me, David.
I have a question about how organizations confer power to executives. Could be a corporation, but in this case, the White House. There are several kinds of vice presidents. They're the ones who are integral members of, you know, the real circle of power. And then there are those vice presidents whose voice might be more marginalized. What do you think happens here if the Democrats get in?
I see Senator Kamala Harris as being in a co-governance, very crucial role. I think her role as VP candidate in the next 80 or so days is reaching out and engaging the must-win voters. But I also, we're entering this era where Kamala Harris and the women of color in the base of the party that she represents are going to go into the first 100 days and into governing with a very distinct and powerful governance vision.
Now, Joe Biden has this slogan, Build Back Better, which is about not just returning the economy to the way it was, where there were, you know, structures that keep people down and privilege others. As a practical matter, Kamala Harris as vice president could play a role, you think, in shepherding those policies, economic policies?
The fact of the matter is, economic policies with the support of the majority of the Senate and the House, first and foremost, that could encourage her colleagues to support direct cash payments. She's been pushing legislation on the Senate side for a $2,000 a month payment for Americans during the pandemic and student loan forgiveness. But she also can be a champion for a more complex understanding of the drivers of the American economy. I mean, racial justice is a key economic issue. And what we're seeing is that she, in the wake of the protests that are calling for reckoning with America's racism, been able to have facilitated a conversation, which is to understand economic policy in the context of policies that have limited the economic futures of people of color.
The National Urban League is among organizations enthusiastically endorsing the choice of Kamala Harris. I mean, some voters, often younger, I've talked to them, often Black, think Harris and her roles in California was too focused on throwing people in jail and not focused enough on dealing with the inequities that can lead some people to prison. How much of a liability will this be for the Biden-Harris ticket on Election Day, that perception of Senator Harris?
On a number of different levels, she's adopted a stance in terms of a policy stance that's evolved. The Justice for Policing Act is a demonstration of that. Look, all over the country, I'm hearing excitement that women of color, Black women, see themselves in the campaign more deeply and are willing to roll up their sleeves and go to work. And part of that is understanding who she is in this moment and the important role she'll play in unifying the Democratic Party coalition. The criticisms aside, it is quite a thing to have a representative from the most powerful, loyal Democratic voting force at the top of the ticket. And I think it bodes well for Biden and the efforts to recapture the White House.
Amy Allison is founder and president of the group She the People. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.